Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, folks? This is Amos A. Nunn back again, back on the air, back in your face, back in your ear. Hoping that you folks have a chance to tune in so that we can discuss part two of today's broadcast. This morning I covered the fact that black people are having the police called on them on a basis that's so regular, it rivals my bowel movements. And each appropriately stink. Now, I thought about this long and hard, and what I was trying to figure out is how can we tie in what's going on globally with what's going on here locally, what's going on here in the United States. You know, the attitude, the inference involved in the hatred, the malevolence toward dark skin is a global thing. It's not just localized here in the United States. You'll find people of color prosecuted directly in Israel, of all places. In European countries, the immigrants, just a little bit lighter than us, getting run out by these right-wing nationalist so-and-sos. And the problem is, nobody wants to call it. Nobody wants to just say what it is. I mean, look, folks, I'm not, you know, stupid. You know, I can point to things that happened in our community, in the black community of this country, would curl your toes, and I would abhorrently reject and criticize and convict all that I see involving black men and the violence and the crime. And okay, it's just so terrible how they imitate our captors. It is horrible. I know. They have no recourse but to recess into that which has been entrenched genetically almost. How do we know how to act? Who taught black people how to act? Let's ask the question. Who taught black people how to act in this country? Who are the teachers of brothers and sisters that are black Americans in this country? Who do we imitate? You see it in our movies. You see it in how we emulate our heroes. We name ourselves after Caucasian crime figures. Everything we do expresses an imitation of the only culture we have ever known, and that is not a culture our own, not one we call our own. It's a culture that we call yours, one that you developed and passed on to us and then released us into the wild and said, hey, make it or break it, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we're on top. It's not that we're going to make sure you're on the bottom per se. I can think of many quotes by famous men, white men, that state specifically they don't want the black race ruling over them. Thomas Jefferson said it. Benjamin Franklin said it. I mean, they're not for that. The person that started Planned Parenthood, whom Hillary Clinton loved so much, also said we have to diminish the numbers of the black race so that we are not one day. What are they scared of? What are they worried about if black people run shit? Is it, I mean, what? Oh, maybe you're scared of what might happen to you. Because here's what's happening over in South Africa. In South Africa, what they're doing is they're taking land from white people. You think I think that's fair? Of course I don't. I think it's horrible. I think anything we do in retribution, in kind, expresses we are absolutely acting no better than they are. That's it. We have an obligation to be better. We have an obligation not to be violent. We have an obligation not to be criminal, not to be selfish in our thinking. If we sit still enough, and if everybody does, but particularly those who are, you know, according to what I've studied, chosen caretakers of this planet, a people set apart for a specific circumstance, a specific reason. Now, most people think those individuals are the Israelis that occupy Israel. We know that that is not the case. Through study, we understand. The folks that are the caretakers of this planet, that represent the Creator on this planet, that did a dismal job in doing so, and are punished as a result with enslavement, as predicted, as prophesied. I'm trying not to get too biblical, but this follows secular study as well. You know, the folks that surrounded Israel talked about what we were going through. The only individuals available for free capture to enslave were the folks that were run out of their own land and meant to wander the continent that they call Africa. That's why they got us. And so we are Hebrews. We're different from, come from Ham. We're not of that quote unquote ilk. We are folks that come, and I'm hoping I'm right, we come from Shem. Japheth, I'm hoping I pronounce his name right. That's the progenitor of the European races. And it says it specifically that Ham, progenitor of the African black races, not the Negroes. Why does it say that if it's not relevant? I didn't say if it was true. I just said if it wasn't relevant to the point that's being made. If you want to take what's being made as fact, okay, I'm saying it's out there for your perusal. And so it also speaks of a conflict between specific individuals on this planet, perpetual enemies that will in just be involved in continual conflict. Talks about imposters that will begin to imitate those chosen individuals, representatives on the planet of the Most High, and set apart for a specific purpose. It speaks of imposters that will take place of those individuals and do all kind of stuff. I'm not like promoting it. I'm just saying it's there. Why is it written? Why is it somehow jibe with the rest of history? And why isn't anybody at least it talking about it? I mean, what's the deal? Because as I said, folks, tying in what's going on in calling cops on us ad infinitum, calling police on us continually, is some malice, some entrenched, almost genetic hatred toward those of the black race, the black American race, the progeny of slaves. Those individuals here as a direct result of the transatlantic slave trade. That's who I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking directly to anyone else. When you hear me talk about the agenda, when you hear me talk about the three principles, when you hear me talk about what's happening to us, I'm talking about those folks that can trace their lineage, even if it's just oratory. Even if they know, yeah, my mama was in South Carolina, we were enslaved. Those are the folks I'm talking about. Here and in the Americas. Why is there such animus toward us? Why are we a target of your angst? What is it about us that makes us a threat in your mind? Why are you calling the cops on us? What's going through your head? It almost seems like it's the touchstone of what's going on globally. We're not welcome in China. We're not welcome in India. We're not welcome in the Middle East. We're not welcome in Europe. We're not welcome in Japan. Well, we're kind of a novelty in Japan, but we're not welcome. I don't know if you know this, but black men from America are not welcome in Africa. Does anybody remember the guy who was in Greece that took a picture of himself with a Greek waitress in a city, bankrupt though it is, though the country, in a city in Greece, these people sitting about looking at this person of color, having a relatively good time talking with the waitress, who's probably, you know, intrigued. And the result of this encounter is that they chase this man down and they beat him to death. Welcome to Greece. It happened. I'm reading it. I'm looking at the video. I mean, this isn't me making stuff up, folks. Look, all I'm saying is pay attention to what's going on and how it involves you. We're not the center of the universe by any means, but for God's sake, you folks are sure paying attention to us. And if we get in your vision, if we get in your landing zone, if we get in your LZ, man, you fools will call the police on us to flex the ability to threaten our lives. And you bring a gun via police officer, because that's what you're actually doing. When you call the cops on black people, that's what you're doing. You're threatening our life. You're saying, I will bring to you your worst fear, a person that can kill you and get away with it. And he'll come at my beck and call. And I'm not supposed to talk about that, huh, folks? I'm not supposed to address that. I'm not supposed to voice that. I'm not supposed to get on the podcast and scream it to the high heavens. I don't know. I've said in the earlier broadcast, I'd love to talk about other things. I see, you know, what's going on in our trade, $200 billion. This man is a fool. I mean, how, you know, I could talk about Donald Trump all day, but you guys would get real bored because this guy's just a person of avarice, just a common trash individual. We know, you guys know who you're dealing with. I don't have to talk about him. What I'd rather talk about is that which involves folks that share my history and what's not being talked about in the general media, the constant bombardment and attack and malice directed toward black people says something about the psyche of the folks that control this country. And it points toward a direction we're moving in as we make enemies globally, as we offset our allies, as we put them off, as we alienate them, people that we've been dealing with for 50, 60 years, people we rescued out of a world war to defeat fascism, which is fast taking hold today. And listen, folks, I'm not stupid. I see what these people say. We're at a place in time that parallels the 1930s. We're courting dictators. We're fostering rule of dictate. We're fostering folks that we're cultivating that. We're downplaying NATO, something that's been around for a while. Of course, it has its problems. But if it's removed, if Russia gets its way, because Russia has its hand up Donald Trump's ass, Putin certainly does. And if Russia gets its way and NATO is affected, that does expose Europe. I mean, we're global thinkers here, folks. I'm not stupid. But I do want to point out that, Jesus, man, you white folks want to start this again? Come on. Y'all want to do another world war? What is going on? You guys got so much hatred. Listen, here's what it shows me. There aren't black people over in Europe and Russia. You got nobody to hate, and yet you got to hate somebody. So what you're going to do is you're going to just invent shit to just hate nationalism. I don't even want people to look like me that ain't about what I think about near me. And so here's World War One. Here's World War Two, all started by people devoid of melanin. Hey, I'm calling it like it is. It's a sinister observation. What do you want me to say? I haven't seen any African country start a world war yet. Not currently. You want to go to ancient history? Have a freaking fun time. I don't care. What I'm talking about is the history that's now affected the present. that history. So that means let's go back 50, 60 years, because that's what's affecting right now. That's what's affecting right now. This was all done before, and it almost seems like it was a practice run. And I want you folks to follow me. You black people out there better listen to what I'm saying. We're the new Jews up in here, folks. You better understand what I'm telling you. This time they're going to get it right. They're going after what they perceive as a threat. And the threat involves a black face, particularly male. Though they may do nothing overt to warrant such a charge in the presence of white people who have them in their field of vision, they flex their muscle and call police. So they know. The police know, black people know, and they know. I now call to this conversation lethal force. Look at me. Ain't I badass? Whatever. Here's the deal. You drop racism, I'll drop racism. But you're never going to do it. Y'all can't get over the fact you're fucking white. That amazes me. You are so white-killous. That's what causes you to call police officers. What do? You look at TV. Television tells you how great you are. You look at commercials. Commercials just keep pushing the narrative that being white is all right. Your television programs, your heroes, folks you look up to, your gods, both real and imagined, all programs the society to have a view, a self-view, because the images expressed produce the narrative that Caucasian life is more valued, better, of better quality, of more education, of more opportunity, and black life, dark-skinned life, is of less value, has less education, where all of this is an absolute falsehood. You continue to push the narrative because the fear of losing your place in the society you dominate is what's driving every one of you. I don't even want to be on top. I don't. I just want everybody to be on equal footing, naturally. I mean, it's a natural thing for nature to balance out. You know, deep down, even the most hateful individual just wants to be left the hell alone. I mean, you know, folks that seek out conflict, they normally get what's coming to them. They normally get, you know, hurt, killed, put off the earth. But even the most hateful individual that's not overt just wants to be left alone. Okay, I get it. My point, folks, is real simple. We need to face squarely what's going on. Stop looking away from it, okay? Stop it, because it's doing us no good. And what's happening is we're spiraling out of control. We're spiraling into an abyss of irrelevance. You guys, you know, you think that I'm just concerned of how it affects black people? Well, I'm very conscious of the fact that what happens to this country will affect everyone in it, including us. And so if you peel back the onion, you understand what's going on. Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. We as black Americans in this country are in direct threat, both from his actions, but his effect on the American populace that hold his view. So we've got a double exposure, because not only do they hate us out there, but they hate us here. And so we got to somehow, we can't fight them. Here, I need people to get this, okay? Please understand this. Please. I'm not condoning, I'm not fomenting any aggressive behavior. In fact, I implore you to retreat, not with cowardice, not in fear, not for a lack of bravery or commitment to seek justice. I'm telling you that the numbers don't lie. You're in a losing battle. We will not win if we go that route. And so our only recourse to recess, retreat, regroup, separate, stay away from them. They're dangerous. They teach others to be dangerous. They promote violence. They spread it like wildfire. We are not violent, folks. I know that you might feel that you are violent because of the influence around you, but let me explain. We are not a violent people. You could not enslave a violent, aggressive people. We are a forgiving, spiritual, calm, reasonable, thinking, thoughtful group of people. That is the only way that you were able to enslave us all. Those of us with aggressive tendencies, as all societies have, you killed them way back. The genetics that were permitted through our lineage, believe me when I tell you, only fosters the kind of folks I'm talking about, us. The folks that are reflective, they're reasonable, they're balanced. We are a balanced group of people. And when we emulate and imitate our captors, when we copy what they do, I know deep down it's got to feel foreign to most of you. If I encourage every person to be still long enough to sense what I'm talking about, specifically those set apart to do only one thing, care for the earth. That's it. It's not like, you know, I understand the detail that's in the Bible. I get it. But I also know that the Bible is 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years old, and I know the Creator changes. That's another show. The Creator is not, you know, we made it in His image. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. I don't have the same viewpoints. I have thoughts about, you know, things. You know, I punish my kids. I think about it. Then I let them off punishment. You know, the Creator is not dogmatic, and so I don't accept dogmatic policy or dogmatic teaching. Let me give you some thought on that. Here's the deal. So if we're made in God's image, right? We're made in the Creator's image. These are those that adhere to this. We're made in the Creator's image. Okay, so all the things that we do when we are not stressed, when we are balanced in reason, in a reasonable state of mind, trying to simply navigate through life, is probably, you know, a reflection of the Creator's personality. So let's examine that, you know. My kid does something wrong, I put her on punishment. You're on punishment for 50 years. I don't care. She looks at me, she starts crying. Oh, 50 years, whatever. Okay. I walk around for a couple hours or so. I'm in her room, she's asleep, whatever. She's my kid, I love her. Don't worry about me. You can come off punishment, you do it again, I beat your butt. Okay. How is that reflective in what we see the Creator? Simple, folks. I'm just going there. Cain, killer of Abel, that, you know, and we'll get into the sons of Cain at a later date. But Cain killed Abel. God said, hey, listen, folks. Listen, you're done. You're going to be wandering earth. I'm going to put something on your head, make sure people know who you are, blah, 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 blah. Cain, hey, man, all my life I got wandering earth. What's going on? At least you can have a wife. All right, here's a wife. Bye. Bing. You're gone. Booted. He's mad. Creator's pissed off. Like we get pissed off. Okay. A few years down the line, Cain's wandering around. God revisits this. What's up? What's up? How you doing? Remember, whatever. Hey, you know, check it out. It's been bad down here. So he voices it. The Creator. I don't put a sex on the Creator, so when I do that, I do it by mistakes. By mistake. The Creator voices his thought, his reconsideration of the matter. In fact, he says, I turned my attention to Cain. I said, you know what? He's been wandering the earth for all this time. I'm going to go ahead and let him rest. Now, that tells you the creator is a reasonable individual. Don't sit here and try to say whatever he said 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago somehow applies today. He's watching us. He's got watchers watching us. He sees human behavior. I take, for example, homosexuality. Who knows what he feels about homosexuality right now? I don't freak. Right now, all of these things, dogma, teachings, the law, homosexuals, look, folks, shelve it all just until we regroup. Everybody descendant of slaves is welcome to take part in enacting these principles. You don't have to do anything. There's nothing to join. I invite every black person to take the steps of separation, education, and do no harm. Here's the reason this will work and why it must be done. When they call the police on you because they've seen you in their general vicinity, they don't care if you're a Muslim, they don't care if you're gay, they don't care if you're a Christian, they don't care if you're Catholic, they don't care about anything. They only care one thing. They care that you're a black person in their presence. And they don't think you should be there. So I understand all the side issues that divide us. I read it. Let's eat. What do we do? Can we eat chicken? Shut up. Can we eat pork? I don't care. Are gays going to hell? Not yet. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So it's not something I agree with. Aside from that, let me ask you, brothers and sisters on Facebook who constantly shout out about gay people or women or lesbians or the folks that want to do polygamy or the folks that are messianic Hebrews opposed to Old Testament Hebrews. All of that aside, if you saw somebody aggressively pursuing one of these people that you disagree with, would you not feel the urge to help them? Doesn't that trump whatever they're doing? I got to tell you, if I'm in a community and I see just a blatantly flamboyant homosexual male, and I see a group of white people pursuing him, I'm not caring whether or not he's gay at that point. Do you feel what I am trying to tell you out there? What are you doing allowing all of the things that black people do in imitating white people prevent you from pushing it out of your mind long enough to understand we are all under attack? All of us are under attack. They see a black face, they call the cops. They see a black face, they use the N-word. Folks, Hebrews, Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, black people, progeny of slaves, captives in this country, geographically enslaved Negroes, here in the Americas, I'm talking to you. Stop allowing those things that divide us, the beliefs, the practices, just long enough to understand that when they attack one of us, they are attacking all of us. Can you do that? That's all. I know you don't agree with homosexuality. I know you don't agree with eating pork. I know you think that shrimp is the ocean's cockroach. Yeah, that's a debate I've seen. Jesus. Folks, I know that you believe the Sabbath is on Saturday. I understand you believe that we need to follow the law. I understand that the Apocrypha should be counted as scripture. I understand that you believe the Messiah was fake. I understand all this, guys. And we get the general consensus of all the things we disagree on, but what I'm saying is, can't you stop long enough to see what they are doing to us to see what has been done to us, can't we take 5 freaking minutes to look up from our own self-entrenched beliefs long enough to see what's happening to people that don't believe what we do? That's all I'm asking. Jeez, man. They're killing us. And and let me explain what I mean. Folks, you better hear me. They're killing us out there, folks. And you know what? If they're not actually taking our lives with every person that decides to call the police on us, they're going through the fucking motions. Now, you hear what I'm saying. They're killing us, folks. Every time they call one of us, call the cops on one of us because we're swimming in their pools, what do you think they're hoping happens, you dummies? What do you think they hope happens? Do you think that all they hope that happens is you are removed from their area? Oh, no, 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 no. They love action. They want to see something happen to you. You know, I mean, what would happen if, you know, white people call police on black people swimming in their pool, and the police come up and just shoot the black person right there dead? Would the person that called the police on the dead black person protest and say that there was a real use of excessive force? I don't think so. This is what the hell I'm talking about. They're killing us, folks. And if they're not killing us overtly, they're going through the fucking motions. You wonder why I'm upset? The reason I do this is to get it in the faces of some of you brave enough to listen to my broadcast, with the balls enough to tune in, take it between the eyes, and then go tell your fellow whites, hey, you know, I heard some guy today on a podcast. I'm pissed off. I'm not happy. I'm upset. Perpetually so at this point, because it's only going to get worse. And if I scream at the wind and the wind doesn't change direction, well, at least my air has joined in. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. I just made it up, but hey, I liked it. Flowed well off the tongue. What I'm trying to point out, folks, is that from the study I've taken part in, all that I've read, we seem to be the linchpin of events on this planet. Now, you can call me crazy if you want to, but if it plays out as time moves forward, I bet my listenership increases. Seems to me the attack on melanated people is a global event, getting more and more overt, with less and less check on what's going on as they stack the courts, as they change the judicial landscape of this country. And you know, here's the danger, and here, let's get global about it so you understand I'm not stupid, okay? Sector of society within the United States that influences the United States most, let's say, culturally, it's probably black folks. I mean, we're everywhere. I mean, we Diddy, we Dr. Dre, we the NBA, we the NFL. What's happening, y'all? You know what I'm saying? You ever talk to a white dude talk like this, y'all? Feel me, dog. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere, too. So it starts from here, and then it gets exported globally. And then you got folks in the Ukraine talking about, what's up, y'all? What's happening? You got folks in China going, what up, y'all? Chilling, right? You know what I'm saying? Suddenly, the global affect taken on by folks who simply love our culture and appropriate it expertly, they are mimicking us to the greatest degree. So now, what am I tying that in? What I'm saying is, take that out one layer. The United States, despite Donald Trump, is a global leader. The United States sets the tone culturally for modern planet Earth. there are areas within the planet that aren't touched by the modern culture of Western society, but for the most part, the more developed countries, the more affluent countries, the more wealthy countries seem to gravitate toward whatever the United States does. Now the United States seems to be gravitating toward a nationalist right-wing rhetoric that begins with the persecution of people of color. And now you have Poland, and now you have portions of Germany. Now you have European countries that are protesting, in some cases violently, the presence of, hey, you call them immigrants. I don't know where this comes from. They're dark-skinned people moving to light-skinned areas, and that's what they don't like. They're represented by neo-Nazis. So please don't tell me that it's just about immigrants. It's not. It's about color. And whether or not you want to accept the fact, the presence of Donald Trump in the White House has set the tone for other nations to activate their nationalist right-wing views. And as more and more national leaders bend in the direction of Donald Trump, as more and more of their constituents grow in number, affecting the outcome of elections, placing public figures in positions of power, you're going to see a stranglehold. You couple that with the fear of annihilation that's going through white folks' minds. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I told you I'm going to tell the truth out here, folks. The fear of annihilation. You think white folks ain't paying attention to their own birth rates? You think white folks don't see the increase in population, Muslims on this globe? Of course they see it. They're in fear. That has a small part to do with it. And their need for superiority. This is what pushes this drive. I kid you not, folks. The United States sets the tone. Donald Trump is now the right-wing fosterer, the nationalist America First cultivator. And he offends the alliances that have cultivated a more fair system and now brags upon the accomplishments of dictators. You think that's not going to reverberate throughout this planet? You don't think that that's going to have an effect on the psyche of the world's population as they turn their angst and anger and resentment toward people of color, people they believe do not belong in their presence? Folks, it's a powder keg ready to blow, and we're just sitting there looking at it smiling. Okay. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. I know you folks are listening. I'm looking at the stats. I know you folks hear me, and some of you have said there's no reason to call in because I'm covering it, and I appreciate that. I welcome your comments. You don't have to call in. I've had like 18 people say the reason you're not getting callers is because you're covering it all, you're hitting the points, and nobody wants to stop you because you're on a roll most times. And I appreciate those compliments. I do. I need to know that you hear me, though, folks. I need to know that you support me. I want you to support me. Go to the GoFundMe page. Donate a dollar. I don't care. I'm doing everything I can to be better at this, to be more polished, to give you better content, to make sure there's never dead air unless I'm pausing for effect. You know the game. So, again, how does this tie into what I'm promoting, which is the agenda? Real simple. If you don't look at the agenda as anything else, look at it as a way to mentally prepare for whatever's coming next, because something's coming next. Mention it often, but I will tell you, I'm having some reoccurring dreams that are disturbing. I'll get into them later. I can tell you that they involve our incarceration. And for those of you that won't speak on it, you know you're having some strange visions. You know you're having some strange sensations, feelings, vibes. It's all about resonance. They are creating new frequencies to fuck with us, folks. I hate to use it like that, but profanity is not a crime. And I'm not cursing anybody. But they are creating new frequencies. Brother Devon Smith, who will be on later this week, has covered that. I am determined to stick to the main format of this show and keep it as far from religiosity as possible. I think I'm doing a good job at maintaining an arm's length only because I don't want it to cloud the issue. I'm not trying to get you to look down at your Bibles. I'm trying to get you to look up at society. Enough Bible study. We get it. Why not take time to study the people around you? It may result in interesting discoveries. I've also thought maybe you guys don't want to face reality. Maybe black people are so damn content with the Real Housewives of Atlanta and the reunions and all the shit I watch, all the shit I'm involved in. I ain't speaking from the high ground, y'all. I got to keep on top of this nonsense. No, I know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay? So we love the distraction, and the distraction is doing a damn good job because there are things happening around this planet that don't involve race that I'd love to get into, but you keep bringing me back to the subject because you're doing heinous shit. If you white folks stop acting up, I'll talk about some different shit. I give you my word. And please don't call me prejudiced because I don't hate you. I'm just calling it like it is. Let me say that again. I don't hate white folks. Hate, that's not a trait that originates with people of the book, people who are of the lineage of Hebrews, Israelites. I ain't hate nothing. Nope. Ain't no reason for it. It's irrelevant. I don't got to hate you. Here's what I do know. Creator's coming. He's on his way. Creator's on his way. All this is going to be straightened out. So I don't want you to think I get so upset that I give myself a coronary. Somebody said that I shouldn't get so upset. I'm not upset. I'm making the announcement. I'm trying to get the word out. I'm trying to stimulate your minds beyond what you may be used to, so that when whatever happens, happens, you will at least have said, I attempted to prepare myself mentally. I can talk about the Great Deception. I can talk about the King Alfred plan. What do you guys know about that? I can talk about Agenda 21, if you want. I mean, we can go deep. I'll talk about anything beside race, but for God's sake, you guys make everything about race. You make everything about race, about your superiority and our inferiority, about your fear and our presence. And I'm sick of it, so I made today about that. So maybe tomorrow I'll make it about something else, but today it's about this because it affects me. It gives me angst. It ires me to have to look at all these headlines. What the hell are you calling the cops on a boy that delivers newspapers? Have you lost your mind? So you're at a Subway and you think two black people trying to order food are somehow male and female gonna rob you. Dead presidents ain't real, dummies. We don't paint our faces white and go try to rob banks. What's wrong with y'all? New Jack City ain't real, folks. Stop believing what you're seeing on TV. They got black people every day in this country. You know what they do? They go to work, they come home, they pay bills, they go to sleep, they get up, and they do it all over again. And they've been doing it for years. And they don't bother anybody. They've never been stopped by police. They haven't had a traffic ticket. And yet we got congressmen that visit inner cities and are just blown away that the kids play chess. I wouldn't expect this from an area. What are you white people so delusional that you think you corner the market on refinement, on education, on the ability to do? Give me a break. Y'all ain't all that. Let me say it again. Y'all ain't all that. You keep telling us that you all that, but recent events have proven y'all ain't all that, man. Y'all got some fucking problems. And I'm going to say it again so you understand me. Y'all got some problems, man. And all I'm suggesting is that we take two steps back from you and ask you to correct your situation. And while you do that, we will turn around and we will correct our situation. After these situations are corrected, perhaps we can come together again and see if we can do it right. Let's regroup. Armies do it. Organizations do it. Companies do it. Families do it. Why aren't we able to simply regroup, folks? Hey, huddle up. Black folks, huddle up. You think huddling up is going to offend white folks who aren't paying attention to your black ass in the first place? I hope you don't think that what I'm suggesting will somehow make white people nervous. It will not. They are as indifferent in their ignorance as they are in their attack. You think they give a damn about calling the cops on you? They don't give a fuck. They're exercising their white privilege. They don't care about the results. If you get shot by police, if they come up, see that you're on the property in too close proximity to a white person, and they decide they're going to kill you, they're going to back the police's play and say, hey, he reached for something. I don't know. So they don't care what we do. And while they don't care what we do, why don't we just take a few minutes to retreat from them? They're distracted with the Mexicans and the Muslims. Let's back away slowly. And no secrets here. I'm going to tell you everything we're doing, step one, step two, step three, because I don't want you to think for a minute you got something to fear from us, because you got nothing to fear from black people. And I'm going to tell you something, white folks. Black people have to be expressive. You have stifled their self-expression for so long. You got a few of them like me want to talk. Shut up and listen. That's what you do. Learn something. White folks, when a black person speaks, why don't you shut the fuck up and listen to what they have to say? And that way you learn something about what they feel, what they're experiencing, what you're doing. It ain't nothing to give a person a few minutes of your damn ear. Maybe you learn something. I would love to get up there in Donald Trump's ear. Give me about 30 minutes with him. I'll have him straight. If he listens to me, he'll be right. He'll be good. Black people don't mean you any harm, white folks. Stop calling the police on us. We don't mean you any harm. We just living. We understand you don't like us in your presence. We get it. Get over it. Because we here to stay. I ain't going nowhere. But I will give you the courtesy of 50 feet. I will give you the courtesy of feeding you with a long-handled spoon. I swear for the Lord, there is nothing wrong with recessing and taking a step back and letting them take care of themselves. Just for a little bit. See what happens. There are decent white folks out there. I don't deny that. To their own and get some shit straight. Like, fuck racism. And then we got to turn and get some shit straight on our own. Like, fuck imitating them. Prepare yourselves, folks. That's all. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I'm at it again, folks. I got a number you can call, 563-999-3653. I am live. I am on the air if you want to come. And I got about 9 minutes left in the broadcast. And I, again, you know, calling, not calling, I've heard the feedback on that. I appreciate it again. I have a GoFundMe account. Anybody caring to support this effort, please complain about this thing. I'm not shutting up. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going. I feel it's important. If I don't do something and something ensues, I'll have nobody to blame but myself. If it all goes down, at least you can say, hey, he tried to tell us. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. We are not in friendly territory. I say again, we are not in friendly territory. I will not promote any aggressive behavior. Don't you lift a finger toward a single white person. I am telling you, that's a no-win situation. Do not get aggressive. Do not get loud. Simply stop interacting. Back away slowly. Leave it be. And let them know we mean them no harm. And leave them to themselves for a little while. See what happens. Ain't no harm in this, man. They don't want us around them anyway. What? I'm crazy? I'm fostering hate, really? I'm promoting racism, really? Well, nobody fosters hate or promotes racism like you white folks. You guys cornered the market on that industry, trust me. You know, you made it abundantly clear. You threw black children at alligators in the state of Florida. Made a big old nice deal about it. Picnics. Pickaninny. You think I don't know shit? You think I don't know stuff? Come on, folks. You guys have been clowning us. Nigger hunting licenses. What else? How many things have you done to express what you feel? You're not fooling me. You're not. I'm sorry. I don't care about you grinning in my face. I don't care about you shaking my hand. Until you are beside me, wagging your fingers at the people that look just like you and telling them we are not going to accept any racism over here. We stand with these folks in making sure they're treated equally. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. How about that? You tell me you're some liberal. If we ought to wear a white person, that I got black friends. I don't want to hear that shit. What I want to see is you on the front line with me. I want to hear you call in and tell me screw racism and screw any white person that proves it, that promotes it, that fosters it, that generates it, that oppresses black people. The day is over. The 50s are done. You fossils need to go away. And when I see people do that, then I will believe. I'm sorry, folks. We've tried everything else. I'm done. I'm not doing any more civility. Civility is over. It's gotten us nowhere. Silence is over. It's gotten us nowhere. Praying is over. It's gotten us nowhere. Belief that you will somehow change, done. It's gotten us nowhere. The only thing that may protect us is three principles: separate, educate, do no harm. Let's regroup, folks. Let's regroup. Let's stay away from them for a little while, man. If y'all don't think these folks are dangerous, please look at the headlines, man. It ain't cool. What we're experiencing is not cool. And the ones that don't say anything are condoning it by their silence. Every person that is in disagreement with the current status and treatment of blacks in this country needs to scream it until they lose their voice. And those are the people I believe. Otherwise, I don't believe a word you say. If you're silent in the face of it, you condone it. You're part of it. I hear you. I hear everybody. I hear my little Twitter feed going crazy. Folks, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for supporting this program. I will tell you, I will not stop. There will be a change afoot. Either one way or another, things are going to change. And we're going to go over that in later episodes, folks. This system that everybody seems to be clinging to, it's like a sinking ship. But we'll do that episode later. Again, I am Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker. I am the Incognigro. Once again, nearly losing my voice in my hour episode. I appreciate your support. Please, please, please follow this broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Donate to my GoFundMe account. Support this program. I thank you for listening. You guys have a wonderful day.